friends believe in the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are made whole. Knowing that our God is faithful and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love, let us come to the Lord with thanksgiving and bring up all our concern to the Lord as we pray together. Please remember the Reuben family in your prayer for strength and comfort and peace for Brandy and for the whole family. Let us pray. Mighty God and loving God, Lord, we give you thanks for your goodness, for your mercy, for your faithfulness. Lord, you are good and you're awesome in this place. Lord, you are the reason that we live. You are the hope. You are the anchor of our souls. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us, for the air we breathe, for homes, for families and friends, for job. Oh, Lord, yes, for even the extra things that you provided for us to enjoy and giving you thanks in all things. Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you for your wisdom and your guidance for the world, for us, for our community, and for our church. Lord, as we enter into this season of Lent, preparing our hearts and our soul and our minds for Easter, Lord, we ask that you will guide us for the next 40 days. And as we're reminded to do good deeds by helping others, loving our neighbors, Lord, help us to know you more and more in this season as we empty ourselves and as we fill ourselves up with your goodness, with your holiness. Lord, you know our joys. You know our celebration. You know all the good things that are going on in our lives. And for that, we thank you. Lord, you have also asked us to come to you and to pray to you and ask for anything at all in your name. And when we pray in your name, Lord, it shall be done. So we come to you, Lord. We ask that you will increase our faith. Lord, help us with our doubts, that help us see you in the darkness, in the depths of our hearts. Help us to see ourselves as the way you see us. That is, Lord, you love us. And so, Lord, we offer you our everything, our faults, our failures, our disappointments, as well as, Lord, for the things that we were able to accomplish in your name. Lord, hear our prayers. And Lord, forgive us for the things that we have done and the things that we have left undone. In this season, Lord, we want to be more and more like you. Lord, draw us. Draw us near to the cross. Lord, help us know that you are walking with us every step of the way. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our thoughts. You know our needs. So move us and make us and help us to know your will in all things. And now, O Lord, we come to you in the way your son Jesus had taught the disciples and us together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning is chosen from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 33. Not 23, verses 22 to 33. You may find it by turning your Bible, the church Bible, on page 829, or you can follow along by looking at the screen. Before I say that, I just want to thank the congregation, first of all, for your love and contribution last Sunday as you brought the Super Bowl Sunday soup kitchen donation. There were, I believe, more than 160 canned soup were collected, and they were donated to Sunshine Soup Kitchen in Derry. So let's thank God for his goodness. And with all the wonderful things going on, and God indeed is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And happy Valentine's Day to you all, right? Today is Valentine's Day. And those of you who are wearing red, I think you look good in red. And the rest of you, blue and different colors, you look great to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. How about that? All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. And before I read that verse, let me start with the verse 21. Verse 21 of chapter 5. And I think it started out the tone for the rest of the verses here. And it says, Ephesians 5, 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Let me repeat. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now we go to 22. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself. And the wife must respect her husband. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Love is God's idea. Relationship is God's idea. Family is God's idea. Marriage is God's idea. And church, we, the people, the body of Christ, it is God's idea. Ephesians chapter 5 talks about living Christian life. Those who have relationship with Christ, now we are entering into a new relationship with Christ. Therefore, our thinking system, our belief system, the way we live our life has to change. You know, I love this text, Ephesians in particular, because it's very practical. It's, you can read it, you can understand it, you can apply it. And it's all good stuff. I mean, this is the book that tells us about how we present ourselves to God and holy and blameless. This is the book that talks about how we should put the armor of God. Remember that armor of God, that shield and protection and faith and prayer. Now we're coming to this particular moment, how God is now teaching us through Paul that how should we live as believers, as Christian, having new relationship with Christ. in the setting, in the context of Christian households, Christian family. You know, verse 21 started out with, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. The word submit is a harsh word, it's a tough word. It's sometimes it's like, well, do you mean that, do I need to become a doormat to somebody? Or God has wanted to say to us, well, become a slave to, you know, your spouse, your husband, or your wife? I sincerely believe that God is not saying that. The Bible is not teaching that. Why? Because Paul wrote elsewhere about the equality of all believers, men and women. We're all one in Christ. That God loves us just the same, and that no one is above the other. And yet here, Paul taught the Christian church and us today about how now shall we live our life, the very fact that we now have a new relationship with Christ. So let's start out with the wives. Verse 22. It said, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord. It's so important. Why? Because wives are there to submit themselves to their own husbands, by the way, not just in different in general setting, but in Christ, as they do to the Lord. As wives submit themselves to the Lord, they should submit themselves to their husbands. Why? Verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. And I believe that God is calling not just the wives, all of us, husband and wives, all Christians, to submit to one another with mutual respect and mutual love. Wives are there to submit to their husband, and husbands are there to submit to their wives. How do I know that? Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, which he is the Savior. Verse 24, now as the church, the body of Christ, men and women, all of us, submit to Christ. We all submit to Christ. So also wives should submit to their husband in everything. So in Christian household, where Christ is the head of the household, submission to one another should not be a problem. Because one another, or husband and wives, or everybody in the house will have submit themselves to who? To the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So if we submit ourselves to Jesus Christ, submission to one another should not be a problem. Why? Because now we're going to care for one another just like the way Jesus cares for the church. We're going to love one another just like Christ loved for the church, which I move down to my next point, which is that all of us, men and women, husband and wives, are called to love one another with sacrificial love. Husband, here's the point of husbands. Husband, love your wives. Did I say husbands? Right? So all the husbands, all the guys. Love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Help me out of here. How did Christ love the church? He what? He died for the church. Bingo. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, bingo. But you got it, right? Some churches play bingo, but we... Anyway, that's another story. You got it. Husbands, man, we're not off the hook. In fact, if you look at this text, only two verses talk about wives, and the rest of it's about husbands. He thought we were like, yeah, this guy's just sucking up. Well, yeah, go, husband, we got it, right? But here it is. It's all about us, man. It's all about the guys and also husbands in here. It's at verse 25. Husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Here it is. Women, wives have to submit to their husband. And what, the man part, the husband part? We gotta die. Is it a deal? That's what it said. I'm not kidding you. We're not off the hook. We gotta die. You know, sacrificial love, it's a form of dying, isn't it? I mean, to give up my favorite soccer programs, what my wife loves to show, that cooking show called Chop. I mean, impossible. That's like harsh. I'm just talking little things. Or give up my favorite show just because my little one happened to love Maya the Bees. It's the time that I love to watch this news. The list goes on, doesn't it? Right? Our opinions, our right to be right, our right to be always in control. See, Christ, in whose name every knee shall bow, everyone will worship, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that Jesus Christ will be worth, everyone will bow down in his name. And that Jesus Christ himself washed the feet of the disciples, right? In John 13. And he gave himself up. He died for us, for the church. And now, husbands, we are called to love our wives just as Christ loved the church. Women in the building and wives in the building. When we have husbands like that, when you have husband like that, will you not submit to that kind of husband? Yes or no? Yeah. That should not be a problem. If the husband love you with sacrificial love and give everything up, literally everything up for you, submission will not be a problem. Now, how now shall we live our lives in marriage, in families? The list goes on, according to the Ephesians, that as Jesus Christ washed the church in baptism, it cleansed us, purification, right? Christ made the church holy, and by washing us through his blood, Jesus Christ, and to present the church as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Husbands, we are to love our wives in purity, in love, to protect and love with respect to God, her dignity. Remember, those who are you married, you know the vow that we make. For better or worse, it is a sacred thing that we say to one another when we get married, that we would protect each other's dignity so that our wives can be present without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. That kind of love is what God is talking about here for us as those who have new relationship with Christ. Next, it's moved down to the list for the husband, verse 28. In the same way, husband ought to love their wives as their own what? Their own bodies. Wow. We are supposed to care for one another. We ought to submit one to one another, love one another with sacrificial love. And in a relationship, purification is important. Now it is coming to the caring aspects. How do you care for your husband? How do you care for your wives? How do you care for your family members? How do you care for your church? Because we are, men and women, we are members of one body. How we treat one another, how we show love to one another, sets about our salvation. It says about our faith. It says about who we are in Christ. I say this before and I say this again. My favorite church sign of all time is this right here, folks. There are times I am tempted to just point at this sign and not preach for 15, 20 minutes. And some of you say, yeah, that sounds about good. But read this one right here. It said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as what? I have loved you. If husbands and wives love one another just like that, in submissions, in sacrificial love, purification, in caring, the relationship, now we enter into that part, the relationship will become unbreakable. Can we say amen to that? That's the vow we make to Christ. This relationship is unbreakable. This is the vow we make to one another, to honor and to cherish, to love one another in the families and in the body of Christ when we become members of the church. That's what you vow, that you will love and serve the church. By the way, we will have new membership class on February 28th. I'm just plugging it, a little commercial here. We say vows. We say promises and say we do and we will, right? We make those vows. Those are sacred vows. And so we are there to guard this vow with, not just with our ideas or human thinking, but with God's help, out of reverence for Christ, for the fear of God, for the love of God, for the honor of God. The unbreakable, the sacredness of this vow and this relationship, family, marriage, and the church. According to Paul, verse 32, it said, that relationship is a profound mystery. In some verses, in some translation, it said, this is a great mystery. Husband, not your wives, not your husbands. Your spouses are not great mysteries. Some of you might be tempted to think that way, right? Or some of us, I would say. This is a profound mystery. What is Paul talking about here? What is the profound mystery? But he said, I'm talking about Christ and the church. Here's another bingo. Paul was talking about the aha moment. Paul was talking about Christian relationship, Christian households, and marriage. And then now all of a sudden he said, this is a profound mystery. What is he talking about here? Well, if you read Father, I don't need to explain you in details, right? He's talking about Christ and the church. Jesus Christ, who is the groom. Or we're the bride, right? And that relationship and the sacredness of that relationship and that new relationship that we're entering into is a mystery. The Christ in us is a mystery. Why so? I don't want to go to details and every single thing that I know about this mystery. We don't have the time for that. But let me explain one thing, an example, and that will be my conclusion. Yesterday, as I was looking through my notes, I happened to meet two strangers. And here I was stuck in a conversation and two stories. And she was talking about her cousin, whom she said she loved her to death. She loved her. But now she could no longer able to love her. She could no longer able to love her because she has done things to herself beyond what she could tolerate. You got it? It's beyond her. She has limits. She said, I can no longer die for her. So I can no longer love in the way that I used to love. What is this great mystery? the song that we just said sang not too long ago. God sees the depths of our hearts. God knows the depths of our hearts. He has seen, men and women, He has seen the worst side of our hearts and the worst side of us. And yet, He loves us the same. You got it? That is a great mystery. That kind of love? Wow. No wonder. The Bible said it's possible. Submit to one another when we have reverence for Christ. Out of reverence for Christ. Love one another just as Christ loved the church. Thanks be to God.